What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, one of the biggest off-season questions for the Steelers, as we all know, is what to do with George Pickens. He has 1 year left on his deal. There's a feeling, you know, I read Jerry Dulac's chats, which are must-read every Wednesday at postgazette.com. I get the feeling that Jerry thinks they're going to trade him. I don't know which would be worse, giving him money or not giving him money. The money seemed to ruin Antonio Brown, although he was still productive after that. He just turned into a jerk. Also ruined Deontay Johnson's tenure here. Not giving him money. Do you wind up with a Le'Veon Bell-type situation? Do you wind up with an unhappy George at training camp? It's quite the dilemma, and it comes down to, do you think... It comes down to this question. How much production can you get from George before he completely blows up? That's how I would phrase it. And Bob, I'm of a mind to trade him this offseason. I'm definitely not of a mind to throw $80 million at him.
Well, here's the dilemma. If you do just let him come back, he has 1 year left, then he can go wherever he wants to go. So you don't want to get to the end of it again, nothing. If your plan is to move on from him, the best thing to do in this offseason is to trade him. The question then becomes, who's willing to give him the kind of money he wants and who's willing to tolerate what he does at times?
I'm glad you asked, because the 33rd team .com. I really like the website. All things NFL, also good stuff on the draft, tons of stuff on the draft. They suggested a trade involving George Pickens. And Adam Crowley brought it up this morning. Doug Whaley, former Steelers executive, former Bills GM, and of course, Doran Dickerson, longtime NFL player, former Pitt star, were on the show talking about that this morning.
33rd team throughout one of these hypothetical trade graphics that are super popular around this time of the year. George Pickens for the, right now, be the 61st pick in the second round of the Washington Commanders. Would you do that?
Yes, sir. No doubt about it.
Second round pick's pretty good value.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely. And can be used in multiple ways. Packaging to go up or use, or packaging to go down.
And George, if that were to happen, George Pickens' career would go through the roof with the Washington Commanders.
There you go, Bob. You agree on both those points, one or neither?
I think playing with Jaden Daniels can make any wide receiver happy, for sure, if it's that team.
Even him?
Yeah. I mean, for now, I can't predict future reactions and what he's going to do once he gets the money, because I think that's also a concern. The big thing is how much money is he going to want and how much money will they be willing to spend. Second round pick, I would take that. But it also leaves you here in a position where you have no wide receivers now. And your whole situation this year would be drafting wide receivers in the first round. Forget about quarterbacks in the first round. If you, you know, unless somebody that you absolutely think is going to drop that you would want, I wouldn't just take a quarterback to take a quarterback. We've been down that road too many times with the Steelers.
Yeah.
So you have to decide what you want to do with it. I'd take a second round pick. Yes, I would.
The 61st pick.
And then I would draft, and I hope these guys could come right in and play. And I would also sign somebody.
Right. I mean, you can rectify the receiver room in 10 seconds. You draft somebody and sign somebody. But the real issue here is Pickens. And I think we're headed for an implosion. We've seen many implosions all over the place. Just ridiculous stuff. And we were warned about it. And so were the Steelers going into the draft. He's been enabled his whole life. A scout told Bruce Feldman over at The Athletic, "I wouldn't touch him," said another guy. Scouts, coaches from around the league being quoted. The Steelers thought, because they arrogantly and delusionally believe that they create the kind of environment where problematic personalities can thrive and sort of turn things around. It's actually the opposite. They seem to have the kind of dynamic here where those problems get worse and worse and worse. And the question, as I presented it, is how much production can you get before the whole damn thing blows up? And I think we're at the tipping point with Pickens. I just see too much of him not legitimately having any regret over things that he's done. And we could go over the laundry list: quitting on routes, not blocking at the goal line, saying he didn't want to get injured. How do you think that played in the locker room? Being late to a Christmas Day game, reporters saying he's late to everything else, quitting on the final play against Cleveland, or at least getting distracted and thinking it was more important to fight with a defensive back and somebody else than execute his assignment on the play, which was to high point the ball, jawing with the home fans, jawing with the road fans, having the F word painted on his face for a nationally televised game involving
really
the Pittsburgh Steelers,
yeah.
And the fact that Art Rooney didn't pick up the phone or walk down there himself and say, "Yeah, we're not going to do that tonight, not on national television." All that, and all they do is enable him. All Tomlin's done is enable him. It worked with AB for a while, getting the most production you could out of him. I don't know that you're going to get 7 years out of this guy. I'm trading him in a second for the 61st pick.
I think the lesson learned from Deontay Johnson is that they eventually signed him to a contract, and ever since, it's not really worked. There are things that happened after he got the money that has led him down this spiral where he's been now with four different teams and nobody seems to want him. The only reason they want him in Baltimore is so that they can get a pick out of it. So,
well, you pointed this toward the quarterback situation too, Bob. Because it's all related. You only get so many picks and you only have so much money and all that. What do they do about the quarterback situation? I think the strong feeling right now is they're going to go with Justin Fields, but that wouldn't preclude them from, what did Pony tweet today? Oh, Limitless Wonder?
Well, our friend Pony said source, and remember the last time Pony said source, we don't have to go down that avenue. There are Steelers scouts who love Alabama quarterback Jalen Milroe, believe he's a first-round talent.
Bob,
yeah, but I've read others who think he's not a first-round talent. Some say he's a third-round talent. Some say he could be a bust. If I'm going to draft a quarterback, I have to make absolutely sure, as best I can, that that's the guy who is going to be able to do everything he's required to do vis-a-vis a guy like
Jaden
Daniels.
I mean, we would have
Jaden
said the same thing if they were saying that the Steelers are going to take Lamar Jackson in 2018. I mean, of course you need to get it right.
Or Malik Willis. In the Pickett era draft, where Malik Willis was the guy they loved.
Well, they actually didn't. That was people telling people they loved him.
Which goes to show you how difficult it is to come up with one of these guys.
Of course.
You can look at it a lot of ways and think you have everything. You've done as much research as you can. You've scouted. You hear. And yet you still pick them and things happen that you didn't expect.
I've probably seen Jalen Milroe play 3 or 4 games. I don't feel like I have enough of a handle on him at the moment to say whether this would be a good pick. The idea of drafting maybe the most talented overall guy in the draft and trying to groom him appeals to me. I can tell you that. Not in the first round, but the second or the third, The idea appeals to me. How about you guys?
Oh, yeah. I think you have to do it. I mean, you're going to have to come up with somebody and some plan of action here beyond Justin Fields, if it's Justin Fields, which I think it will be too. And you better load up. It is your most important position. However, again, it just depends on how far down you go. Normally, third, fourth, fifth round picks are not going to turn out to be anything you know, that you would expect to be a franchise type of quarterback.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you can't just load up with a bunch of quarterbacks. You got to be precise about who you're getting after. And if it doesn't happen this year, then next year can be that year.
But this kid is, for whatever else people may think of him, he's wildly talented.
A lot of guys are wildly talented. Can he throw from the pocket on a consistent basis, which is what Justin Fields has to show now? Can he do it? The most important thing, any of these quarterbacks, you could talk about running all you want. But to me, Joe, you have to be able to be in the pocket, make quick decisions, and be accurate with those passes.
Sure.
That trumps running to me. That trumps everything to me.
Yeah, which is why I'm baffled as to why you support or think that Justin Fields can be good.
Because I think I've seen games in Chicago where he was that.
I've seen games with Marcus Mariota where he's on the dime.
What are your options, though, now?
Well, that's a different question. And that could be applied to Jalen Milroe, too. What are your draft options? Do you settle for a project like that? I don't know.
They have to be convinced to get thrown from the pocket.
I have no interest in Jalen Milroe at all, whatsoever. Like, this roster is, unless you think you're getting a quarterback who is a high upside guy that you truly believe can be that one of one player
for you.
Well,
Pony's saying they do believe this guy can.
I don't believe it. From all the Alabama games that I've watched and the Jalen Milroe that I've seen, especially this past year, he can be wildly inaccurate at times and he doesn't make good decisions with the football. He had 16 touchdowns and 11 picks last year for Alabama, where it's typically catered for you to be able to win with five-star players all over the field. And one of the best, probably the second best wide receiver in all of college football behind Jeremiah Smith and Williams. And he just did not play well in a lot of big games for me. He did against Georgia.
You watch more college football than me. Is there a quarterback coming out, either high or low, that intrigues you?
I like Jackson Dart better than Milroe. And I saw...
He throws darts, Bob.
He does.
He throws darts.
I saw Dart in person last year at the Peach Bowl.
Yeah.
Good arm talent, not that mobile, and Milroe's a lot more mobile than him, but I think the arm talent is better than what Jalen Milroe has in the pocket.
Bob, do you think Limits took an unnecessary shot at Pony in introducing that?
Probably so.
Yeah.
Pony's taking shots at me. It's all in good fun.
It's all in good fun. That would be my next line.
It's all in good fun.
All right, so Milroe's at the goal line. Is that how we phrase this?
I think it's at the 1 yard line, maybe the opposite side, though. Going in 99 yards.
I think that the Steelers should draft a quarterback. I do, unless they draft a quarterback. Well, draft a talented one that they think they can groom. Obviously, you have to like a guy. You don't just take one. But if they like somebody who is as gifted as this guy, you know. That's why you gather resources. Like if you traded Pickens, you're bringing in more and more resources to be able to take maybe a chance on a guy like that, you know, and still build your roster.
Yeah.
Would you take a chance on anybody? Is there a college quarterback that you like,
Bob? I just generally think that next year's draft will be deeper and more talented than this year's draft. And unless you have one of the top 10 picks, I don't know that you're going to get somebody who could be that guy. So I defer to their they spent far more time looking at I watch what I watch. I watch a lot of sports. I watch guys play.
Oh, I definitely don't defer to them with the way that they've drafted.
No. My point is they have more information than I will ever have. But I watch what I see, and what I see on most of these guys is, you know, the ability to run. The mobility factor is so pounded, I get it. But you better be able to throw from the pocket. I'd rather just look at a guy, how he does in the pocket, forget the running. No, the running is a nice component. But if you can't throw the ball, the difference between Lamar Jackson in his first year where he is now has been his decision-making and his ability in the pocket. He is very confident.
But Bob, look at some of
where
the,
he I wasn't mean, originally.
If Josh Allen was just a thrower, he'd be good. He wouldn't be incredible.
Yeah,
that's a huge part of his game.
Sure, it is. But what else is a big part of his game? His decision making, and when he doesn't play, he was playing a little bit hero football over the first few years, where he felt he had to throw the ball and get 400 yards. Now he doesn't. He's a good pocket passer. He's accurate.
I just think a lot of these guys rising right now, the running, I agree with you. You need to be able to beat people from the pocket. But what makes a lot of these guys special is their running ability. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson.
Ben Roethlisberger was
even
never a big
Mahomes,
runner, but he could
Jalen
run
Hurts,
to
Jaden
avoid
Daniels,
traffic
right.
And create a moving pocket. You know, he can do those things.
He was extremely nimble.
So you don't
nimble.
Have to run to run.
Right.
You can run to create
but
space.
But a lot of these guys do run to run.
And
a guy who might just win the Super Bowl by himself in one of the most incredible runs of all time right now is Jaden Daniels. And if he was just a passer, he'd be a good starter in the NFL. The fact that you add in that he's an unbelievable runner makes him, you know, almost iconic in his rookie year. He rushed for 900 yards, Bob.
Yes, I get it. But also he passed.
He passed
from the pocket. And if he didn't have that, his running would not be that good either.
Right.
He's able to do both, which makes – and that's what you look for, obviously.
That's what I'm saying, that the running component –
But if you prioritize running over throwing, you're going to get the wrong quarterback.
You're going to get Justin Fields.
For now. We'll see.
50 starts into his career. What did Jay Gruden – do we have that clip? Or is Cabali coming on? Both. Let's hear Jay Gruden on Justin Fields, because I agree with him completely about the Steelers quarterback situation.
This was on Broncos Country Tonight.
I don't know what they do, really. I'm not sold on either Russell or Justin Fields, to be honest with you. You know, I think Justin's had a couple opportunities. He's still young. He's athletic. I get it. He's just not a very good passer of the football.
There you go. I just simply agree with him, and you talk about a guy who's...
I also think guys can develop as time goes on, and I still think I've seen instances in Chicago where he had four touchdown passing games. It may have been in back-to-back weeks where he was just red hot from the pocket. I've seen evidence that that's there. He has to just harness it and make it complete and stay away from mistakes.
Yeah, I'm with Gruden there. I just, this long into a career, do you suddenly become... adept in the pocket? Do you suddenly have the proper touch?
So you're
going to
bring back Russell Wilson then?
Because it sounds like Bob, that's a different question. We're simply analyzing Justin Fields, and you believe in him more as a passer than I do. He may be the Steelers' best option. That's a different question of analyzing who Justin Fields is, not a good passer of the football or a great passer of the football, as Gruden said. That's just my opinion. I mean, that's why
you
I like
great
you,
opinion.
You could see the difference when Russell Wilson came into the lineup that everybody talked about, from Romo to everybody else. Look at the trajectory of the ball. Look at the decision making. Look at the moon balls. Look at what he does at the line of scrimmage. Then that started to disappear against better competition. Although I still say Russ is a superior passer of the football.
Well, I would never dispute that. But what I'm saying is I think at a cheaper price, Fields can take another level with his passing. That's what I'm hoping he can do. He strikes me as somebody who's willing to learn. I think this year helped him. I think he might be, if you tell him he's the guy going in, that you may see some advancements in that part of his game. Otherwise, you bring back Russell Wilson then. If you don't think that's possible, why would you waste your money and time on him?
No, that part I agree with. Well, no, I don't agree with that. You're putting in the caveat, you have to think it's possible that Justin Fields can become a better passer of the football, better pocket presence, better line of scrimmage presence. I'm not convinced of any of that. However, given all the alternatives, including Russell Wilson, I still think he might be the Steelers' best alternative, especially because of his running ability. So I don't have to think that he's going to be a better passer to think he's the Steelers' best alternative, because all the alternatives are not good.
No, I know that. That's what they're trying to figure out, what to do next. Chase that quarterback spot. It's the hardest position to fill, and once you get it, you should just be happy you have it, because it takes a while.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.